All right, so let's go through the first quarter of the season, weeks one through four. Let's take a look at it. Let's dive in. So the first one, away game at Los Angeles.
Yes, September 17th, 1989, the last time the Colts played the Rams in L.A. Andrew Luck just 5 days old. Yep. Thankfully for Colts fans, he's now 27 years old. And, of course, the Rams, a lot of turnover. Sean McVay, the youngest head coach in the NFL, is now the reigns in L.A. at 31 years of age. Just 4-12 last year for the Rams in their first season in L.A. And I always look at weather with a lot of these matchups, yep. And I know this one doesn't really maybe stand out as a weather game, but it's probably going to be hot. Yep. The first week or the second week of September out in L.A., going to be a steamy one, maybe a training camp feel for the Colts, but that'll be cool for the Colts to get back into Los Angeles. They played the Raiders in L.A. in 1991. But the Rams, the first time that the Colts have played the L.A. Rams since 1989.
Yeah, Jared Goff, Andrew Luck going after each other. I think it'll be interesting. Jared Goff coming off of his rookie season didn't have the best start, but they're putting his faith in them. They're putting everything into this young quarterback. And then, of course, their running back, Todd Gurley, could have a year. He's a good running back. It's going to be a fun offensive game, too.
Yeah, you're going to see some really good running backs weeks one and week two. As we get into week two here at the Arizona Cardinals, we talked about in the opener, Caroline, Bruce Arians kind of coming back home. A great chance for Colts fans to, I think, thank Bruce Arians for what he did during that 2012 season. The players absolutely adore this guy. 9-3 as the interim head coach. Those memorable post-game locker rooms from Green Bay and Miami when Chuck Pagano, his first game back, at least seeing his team after that game. And Bruce Arians has been pretty darn good football coach out there in Arizona, leading the Cardinals to the NFC title game. Caroline, we were at the league meetings a few weeks ago, and some of the Arizona media asked Chuck Pagano about playing and going up against Bruce Arians this year, and Chuck was pretty candid, says, Bruce is going to want to kick my you-know-what. So that's going to be a great, great game to see those two friends meet at midfield before and see, I think, two potential playoff teams go at it.
Yeah, both the series between the Colts and the Arizona Cardinals is tied at 8-8. Of course, you're saying the last time they met was in 2014. So it'll be a fun matchup to have those Pagano and Arians in the same building again, see how that all plays out. And then it's the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, week three, the Cleveland Browns, the number one overall pick the Browns will have next week, number 12 as well. So we will see who the quarterback potentially could be when the Browns come into Lucas Oil Stadium. The only non-NFC West game for the Colts in the first 5 weeks of the season. Hugh Jackson, the head coach for the Browns in his second season up there. Just one win for the Browns last season. You know, who is going to be their starting quarterback? It's a major question. They have a ton of draft picks next week and in the coming drafts as well. So I think when you look at this first quarter, I think there is some potential there for the Colts to get off to a nice start. The Rams have obviously struggled. The Browns have struggled a little bit. I think that there is that potential to go, you know, maybe 3-1, 4-1 early on before the schedule gets a little tougher late.
Yeah, definitely a chance for them to get off to a good start. And, of course, Cleveland having that number one overall draft pick. See if it's Myles Garrett or maybe a quarterback. That's kind of the big storyline right there.
And they got number 12, too.
Are they going to trade for that? What are they going to do? And then ending it, a prime time matchup. We've talked about it a little bit, but Andrew Luck, Russell Wilson in Seattle.
I love it. Doesn't get any better than this. One of the best environments in the NFL, CenturyLink Field. These two young studs, really, in the NFL. Had a great game back in 2013. T.Y. Hilton got the best of Richard Sherman in the Legion of Boom that day. Really, I think this is one of the signature wins of Andrew Luck's young career. Mm-hmm. That 2013 season, you remember the Colts won at San Francisco. They beat Seattle. They won at Kansas City. Beat Denver as well. Got into the playoffs and won a playoff game. And you look at Darius Butler right here picking off Russell Wilson to clinch that game. You're going to see Darius Butler back at safety this year for the Colts. So when the schedule, when we realized, okay, it's going to be Colts on the road at Seahawks, you knew it was going to be a primetime game. Sunday night football, 8:30 p.m., week four for the Colts. And when you look at this first quarter, Caroline, I said it earlier, I think this is a pretty favorable setup. If you can go out to L.A. and get that early win against the Rams, you're going to come back home and have chances to get off to a nice start. And the Colts have struggled.
Yep.
You know, back-to-back seasons starting 0-2, three straight seasons starting 0-2, and even 2014 when you made the AFC title game. So it's critical for the Colts to get off to a big start here in 2017. I think the schedule, I know you're traveling out to L.A. and you're traveling out to Seattle, but I like getting those two road trips out of the way early on. And I think there's a chance for the Colts to go 3-1 in that first quarter.
I do too. And they're sandwiched between two home games. Mm-hmm. So you know you can kind of categorize these. It's not a quick turnaround to head back out to another away game. You have an away game and then you're home. home, heading back out to that West Coast. So it won't be ideal going to West Coast games, but I think the placement of where they are in the schedule is to the Colts' favor. Definitely to the Colts' favor. But we